EU hits 244 MiCA crypto licenses. With Germany and France in front, the European Union has authorized 244 crypto asset service providers under its markets and crypto assets framework, according to ESMA registered data cited by Wu Blockchain on June 30, 2026, the day the regime's full application window closes. Germany and France hold the largest share of national authorizations, putting the bloc's two biggest economies at the center of where licensed crypto businesses now sit. The number is a milestone for a rulebook that took years to negotiate and more than a year to phase in. MiCA's transitional period gave incumbents time to convert national registrations into a single EU-wide license. As of the deadline, 244 firms have made it through. That is the count that matters, because a MiCA CASPI authorization is now the price of entry for any company that wants to legally serve customers across all 27 member states. The deadline reshapes who can operate MiCA, replaced a patchwork of national rules with one license that passports across the bloc. A firm authorized in Germany or France can, in principle, serve customers from Lisbon to Helsinki without re-registering in each country. That is the upside the framework was built to deliver, and the 244 figure shows the supply side responding. The flip side has been visible for weeks. Providers that did not secure authorization before the cutoff lose the right to operate, and several large names chose to retreat rather than rush an incomplete application. The most prominent example came when Binance pulled its Greek MiCA application days before the deadline. A reminder that the license count tells only part of the story. For every firm that cleared the bar, others either exited specific markets or scaled back their EU footprint. The wider squeeze on smaller unlicensed operators has been building toward this exact date. Germany and France set the gravity. Germany's BaFin and France's AMF have been among the more active national regulators throughout the transition, and the register data reflects that. Concentration in Germany and France matters beyond bragging rights. Under a passporting regime, the member state where a firm is authorized becomes its home supervisor, the regulator that signs off on conduct, capital, and ongoing compliance. A heavy tilt toward two jurisdictions means those two authorities will shape how MiCA is interpreted in practice for a large slice of the market. For users, the home state question is mostly invisible until something goes wrong. The license behind an app may be issued in Paris or Frankfurt, even when the customer sits in Spain or Italy. That is by design. It also means complaints, insolvency proceedings, and enforcement run through the home supervisor, not the user's local regulator. The read across for card and spending products, crypto cards, and stablecoin spending products are not separate from this. A card program that lets users spend crypto in the EU sits on top of regulated rails, a CASP for custody and conversion, an e-money or payment institution license for the card itself, and a network agreement with Visa or MasterCard. MiCA touches the crypto leg of that stack directly. Providers that route EU spending through a licensed entity gain a cleaner path to passport their service across markets. Those without one face a harder road. The framework also separates stablecoin issuance from service provision. Issuers of euro or dollar stablecoins used for spending face their own MiCA requirements on reserves and redemption, which is why some non-compliant tokens have been delisted by EU venues over the past year. The lawmakers behind the regime are not finished either. A parliamentary committee has already moved to pull DeFi, staking, and NFT lending under MiCA's scope in a future revision, which would extend the perimeter well beyond the activities covered today. Context: at the deadline, the license tally arrives in a weak market. Bitcoin trades at 59,827 as of June 30, 2026, down 6.4% on the week, with Ether at 15,090 and the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index at 18, deep in extreme fear. Regulatory milestones rarely move price on their own, and this one is unlikely to break that pattern. Its weight is structural rather than immediate. The EU now has a fixed public list of who can legally operate, and that list will govern competition, consolidation, and product availability across the bloc for years. The 244 figure is also a baseline, not a ceiling. Authorizations will keep being granted after the deadline as pending applications clear review, and the number will climb. What changed on June 30th is the legal status of operating without a license. Before today, the transitional window offered cover. Now it does not.